Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hated in. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Like he said, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, bringing to you a little piece that he put together for the Parents Culture Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I promise you another wonderful evening of information, folks. Information, that's all I can say. Information, resources, access. Things of that nature, things that's going to help you and your child make it to the next level successfully, I might add, successfully. Well, folks, we're going to talk about something here tonight, and hopefully we're going to get our guests in here, and we're going to do some great things. You know, we're going to share some information, share some insight, As always, we look forward for you calling in and you asking your questions here on the Parents Culture Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Give us a call at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. You know, it's something that we as parents miss out on the opportunity to do. And, you know, as I put it in our description this evening, you know, where are we? What is the next step? What's the next phase? What's next on the agenda? Is next. And what do I mean by that? That's the question that I threw out there. But let's look at that question from a parent's perspective. What is next? What are we talking about? We're talking about the transition from middle school to high school. We're talking about the transition from high school to college. We're talking about the transition from college to the professional ranks. What is next? What is next? What is something that we as parents to start planning for? We as parents have to sit down and schedule out, map out, get a good feel for. It's always important, folks. It's always something that we as parents have to get a better understanding of. You know, when I get a chance to bring in my guests, when I bring up my guests, hopefully we'll have a young man on here that has went through the recruiting process, has had some, you know, some things going on in his career where he wasn't able to go straight from high school to the college of his choice, had to make some changes and some adjustments, but in the end got himself on track. In the end was able to recover and now moving forward with great success. But before I even get a chance to bring our guests in and bring them up on the air here on the Parents Culture Parents Network, I'm just going to talk about the transition from middle school to high school. What is that transition? Or is there a transition? And is that transition that important? Because we are talking about middle school. You know, because when you start talking about middle school and you start talking about a college recruiting process, for whatever reason, many of us, as parents, we disconnect. We say that, oh, well, my child's only in the seventh grade. My child's only in the eighth grade. Well, let me share this with you, parents. Let me put this little bug in your ear. Let me turn that light on for you. Let me get you to say, And why I say that, college coaches are starting to look at middle schoolers. That's you hear it every now and then out there in the world of social media, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you see that your child has the talent, has the ability, stifle his or her dream instead of opening the doorway so that they can see a bigger and brighter picture. What do I mean by that? So many of us, and I see this play out day in and day out. Now, I see this at a number of different schools, and it's sad to say it's happening to a lot of kids in our community all the time. So many of us fail to start looking at the big picture, start looking at a college perspective early in our child's life. We don't really push that issue and use that angle to our advantage. Why not? I have yet to figure it out. I may be able to give you some thoughts, you know, of what I, you know, kind of sort of guess could be the case, but to figure it out. And I say that, parents, because, you know, when our children get involved in middle school sports, they're slowly but surely starting to develop, their leadership abilities. If you notice, that's the time period in their lives, and we're talking about a lot of our young men, that's the time period in their lives where they're going through the puberty, there's a few things that's going on around them. They're starting to ask a few more questions, or they're starting to step out and try to take some initiatives. But we, as parents that don't understand that process, hold them back. We pull them back. We don't give them that leniency or that leeway to step out and show and to start to develop that leadership ability. Again, if you have a child that is displaying some leadership characteristics, and you'll know about it. You'll hear about different things that I say he instead of he and she. You hear different things about what he's doing in school. And sometimes he hasn't yet to figure out how to channel that energy in a positive direction, whereas he may get distracted and, you know, do some little silly things in school or, you know, cause some issues in the classroom where he's the center of attention. Well, believe it or not, parents, still maintaining those grades, and he's doing these little silly things, and other kids are gravitating towards him and starting to follow his lead. Notice the word I use, his lead. And that tells you he has the potential to be a strong leader. Now, we as parents have to channel that to make sure that that leadership ability gets refined and he gets on track. So, I'm saying it, parents, I'm hoping that you really and truly understand it, you really and truly see it, you really and truly feel it, because that's just the way it is. That is where your child is as far as him defining or him developing his leadership ability. Let's go back to having the talent, having the skill. Oftentimes, we'll hold sports over their head as to say, well, if you're not maintaining this grade level, then you're not going to play no more sports. Well, parents, again, that young man that's developing these leadership skills and that young man that's coming into his own or trying to come into his own, and you get to that point where he's going through that puberty stage, if he's a very strong leader and a talented individual, he's going to buck. He's going to challenge that. And when he challenges that, then you're going to look at it from the standpoint of, well, he's not listening. Well, is it the fact that he's not listening, or is it the fact that he's trying to take his life into another direction? Or he's trying to show you that sports is an important thing to him. Because when they get to the point where they start to buck, you know, they are, well, I don't care, that team anyway wasn't that good anyway, and this, that, and other. And you get all these other little things, but yet and still deep down inside of them, they really and truly want to play the game. But we pull them back because their grades slip. Use that aspect of their life, parents, as that carrot, as that tool which you're going to use to help them motivate themselves and reach their own personal level of success. Walk away from them. Encourage them. Show where that sport can get them to a college degree. A degree that can get you into any door in the United States. A degree that can lead you to the level of success that you want to achieve. And a degree that will get you out of this, a degree that will get you out of our house. Check. So, when we fail to identify that, when we fail to see that, and we take the sport away from them, and they rebel against it, next thing you know, they don't get a chance to play. And when they don't get a chance to play, as an end result, they don't have the opportunity to play, finishing out their middle school time. By that time, they're getting into high school. They still got that chip on their shoulder. You know, because it gets worse as this puberty thing goes on, parents. I'm telling you from first-hand experience, being a young man myself at one point in time and just finished and just raised two young men. When you get to that point of that puberty thing going on, then you got a whole nother issue. I'm saying this in a very real perspective. Very real perspective. So, dangle that carrot. Keep their eyes on the prize. Help them to understand that talent that you have to play this game will get you to be a professional one day in life. Now, you don't necessarily have to be an athletic professional, but you will still be a professional. You will still be able to achieve and do all the things that you want to do. So, utilize that sport them to where they want to go. Don't take it away from them. Take it away from them. Utilize it to your advantage. Friends, we have to realize we hold all the cards. We just have to learn how to deal. That's all. That's all. But we here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network is to help you sharpen your dealing skills. Help you understand how to play the game. Not only when making a bigger and better connection with your own child, but helping them understand and navigate the recruiting process as well, and dealing with other coaches, and dealing with the media folks, and dealing with other entities that's out there that can easily distract them. The little girl, the peer pressure, the whole works, putting all those pieces together. Give us a call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Love to see what you're talking about. Wait and see if my guest is going to call in, and hopefully my guest will call in, and we'll get him on, and he'll share some information with us. I seem to be having some difficulty with my switchboard. So if my guest got my message I sent to you earlier today in your inbox on Facebook, respond to that question, and then we can go from there. But that's the transition from middle school to high school. There's another transition, folks, that our children go through when they don't feel as though that they're being recruited, or they don't feel as though that things are moving fast enough for them. We just recently went through this week-long, we just recently opened up the door for this National Signing Day. Well, the National Signing Day is when a lot of the young athletes have an opportunity to sign to the various schools and institutions that they choose to attend. Okay, the time period opened, the window opened, young men started signing, but there's probably a handful of young men that played alongside that individual that just signed last week that haven't heard anything, that didn't feel as though he was getting any interest, that hasn't received all the correspondence that the other young man has received. What now? The transition from high school to college. What now? Well, in another very real perspective, some of them young men that just signed those national letters of intent maybe later on readjusting their schedules. And what I mean by that, maybe having to, when they have to readjust their schedule, because of the simple fact that the grades didn't turn out to be what they thought they were going to be, and as a result, they're not qualified. They're not eligible to play at Division I, II, or III. Why? Because they didn't do what they had to do or should have been doing in the classroom. But that's a whole new different conversation. Parents that have the young men that haven't received any interest yet. And to the young men that haven't received any interest yet, for those that's out there listening. Again, if you want to join in on the conversation, 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. join in on the conversation. For those young men that haven't received any interest yet, patience. Patience, young men. Because a whole lot of things will turn around over the next few weeks when a lot of these young men will come up and won't be eligible. A lot of these young men will come up and decide to jump ship and go to another school. Coaches starting to get, I hate to put it like this, leaving the institution that they're at, I'm going to be very nice about it, leaving the institution that they're at either voluntarily or involuntarily. And with that starting to happen, athletes saying, well, hey, I don't know who this new coach is that's coming in. I don't think I want to go there. Is that all doable? Is that all possible? Yes, it is. So when they bail out of that situation or they decide to change the flow of the game based upon the coaches changing or coaching being or coach being fired, another door opens. A door opens for that young man that was getting very little interest or was being held off, put off on the back burner. That door opens. Staying in touch with that coach. Checking to see how things are going. Applying to different colleges. They go ahead and put that application in. So if you do get that call, that's one less obstacle that you got to deal with. One less obstacle that you got to deal with. Especially if you're a young man that already has the academics. As those grades start to come out, guess what? That part is going to go down and down and down. I've seen a number of young men that had plans to go to a school and then all of a sudden, realized that you didn't have the grade. You're not academically qualified. So as a result, guess what happens? You end up having to go to another school. And then going to another school, guess what? Or you're not academically qualified, you end up having to go to a junior college or try to go somewhere and prep, which nowadays don't even help you. So you're stuck. You're stuck. And back to those young men that are not receiving any interest right now. If you're not receiving any interest, not patient. Because a lot of things will happen between now being February and April, which will be another time period where you'll see a lot of folks starting to sign and commit and all this other kind of stuff. Why? Why is that always so? I've yet to figure it out, but I think it's a good thing. Part about it is that those young men that are not getting the interest now are starting to feel a little discouraged. There's no need to feel discouraged. Again, staying in touch with the coach, keeping up on your academics, maintaining your level of competitiveness, stay in the game, and last but not least, go ahead and fill out or do your registration, get your information into admissions so that there's no question. There is no question when it comes time for you to sign your letter of intent and for you to head on off to that university or that institution. So, don't sleep. Don't sleep. That's the transition from college, from high school to college. And that's mainly focusing on those young men that doesn't feel as though that they're getting any interest right now. Again, earlier I have talked about the transition from school to high school, parents keeping that cat in front of the faces of those young athletes, realizing that they're starting to develop their leadership ability, their leadership skills, using that athletic ability as a tool to help them propel forward. Again, going from high school to college, you have the point of don't feel discouraged if you didn't sign national letter of intent and you didn't have a chance to be on TV and put the ball cap. All a bunch of hype. Because if you go back and you look across the board for every single one of them young men that showed up on TV, see how many of them young men actually was eligible to play their first year. Check the academics. Check the academics. They put a whole bunch of them on TV. They build the hype up because these coaches have this Jedi mind trick that they like to play. And we all know these coaches are still in the game of over-recruiting. They're looking for, you know, we can talk about the football, you know, football. They're looking for 25 kids, but you're going to recruit 30 to 35 kids. What are the other 10 kids going to do? You can't take them and stick them away and put them away for a rainy day. That's not the way it works. That's not how the game is played. Not unless they want to sit around and wait for you to use them. So let's move on. Let's move from the transition from college professional rank. Is there a transition? Yes, sir, very much so. Young man just finishing up his senior year. And I'm mainly focusing on the young men because the young ladies, believe it or not, you know, a lot of the young ladies, they are so on point. They are so on the ball. And we're going to have a separate show just for them, just to talk to them about their transition after college when they're entering the professional world. All together different conversations. But let's talk about the young man that's transitioning from college. We know that there is very little, and we're talking to the athletes, but we know that there's very little football outside of the NFL. You know, you got the Canadian League. I think you may have some football overseas somewhere. Well, other than the NFL, which is the big dance, the big game, the big program, very little football after that. So if you're transitioning out of college, and not unless you are absolutely positively sure and have very high hopes that someone has come along and put that bug in your ear and you're feeling real good, please make sure that you have, please make sure that you have your degree. I would beg of you. I will humbly ask of you that you make sure that you do at least that part, have your degree. Because if that time comes along and you don't make it, then at least you'll have something to fall back on. We want you to have something to fall back on. It is so important that you have something to fall back on. So, but decide that, you know, and you think that your chances are very good, then you're moving forward. You're looking at, you know, hiring an agent, someone that's going to represent you, which in all actuality, you know, you know, is there really and truly a requirement for an agent? And I addressed this one time before on the show. But is there really and truly a requirement for an agent? Not necessarily. Because of the simple fact that agents nowadays, especially when you talk about your initial contract, that contract is pre-formatted. That contract is already written out the way it's going to be. Basically, what the organization is going to do, whether or not that's the NFL, NBA, whatever, what that organization is going to do, they're going to put your name in one block. They're going to put a dollar amount in another block. And that dollar amount is predetermined by where you're coming in at. Whether or not you're coming in on the first round, whether or not you're coming in on the second round, or whether or not you're going to be undrafted. That's for the NBA. If you're coming in first, second, third, fourth, fifth round, sixth round, whatever, for the NFL, again, those numbers are already predetermined. Give you an example. And y'all can look it up. Just take my word for it. Look it up. If you're coming in second round, somewhere between, okay, I'm talking about the NBA. That's, the 31st pick all the way out to the 60th pick. And you're coming in at number 35. They know that your salary range will be somewhere around $700,000. Somewhere between $700,000 to $800,000, that's going to be your salary range. You may drop as low as 6'5", 650,000. May even drop as low as 600,000. But that is the range. So it's not like there's a big issue or a big deal. Oh, yeah, well, okay, well, maybe a difference of 100,000. Tax man going to take that. So it's not really that big of a deal. And if you hang around long enough, you'll make that back up in no time anyway. But that's just the way it is. The contract is pre-formatted. Only thing the entities do is fill in the blank, put your name on one line, put the amount that they're offering you on another line, you sign on the third line. That's basically the way it's going to go. Now, did you need a agent to tell you that or to do that for you? Well, he may be able to get me some extra money. Nah, he's not going to be able to get you no extra money. He may be able to help me get to this particular team. Nah, agents don't have that kind of juice where they're opening doors and have access to various folks to talk your way into a different team. Because if a GM or a coach is sitting out talking to an agent about who they plan on bringing in, and they telling you that that you're going to be a lock, if they're not willing to put it on paper, then that conversation is still floating around in the air. And don't put no money on it. Don't bank on it. Because you never know what's going to happen. Give us a call, 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. I was hoping that I was going to have my guest call in, join us this evening. I don't know what's going on, folks. I just can't get it right. I just can't line up my guests so that they can get in because I'm not sure. I think I'm having network problems. I'm not coordinating it right. You know, hey, I'm trying to do a whole lot here at the Parents for the Parents Network, but Always enjoy folks joining in on the conversation and sharing their insight on what's going on. But getting back to the transition of going from college to the professional level. If you decide to go overseas again, now we're talking a whole new different ball of wax. Now we're talking about really and truly having to rely on having an agent if we're talking about from the basketball perspective. Because that agent has to have some overseas connections. That agent has to have some overseas connections. Now, best bet. Let me throw this ball, put this ball out there. Parents, talk to you young men and young ladies in this perspective. If they're deciding that they're going overseas and they want to play, and if they can't get an agent that already has a connection with the team, then they may end up with two individuals. One to work a perspective from this side, another one to work the perspective from that side. Again, when it comes down to the agents getting their cuts, no, they get the same old basic 4%, 2%, whatever it is, and then they split that down the middle to figure out how they're going to, you know, split that down the middle to go from there. They ain't getting, they should not be able to get, each one of them get a total of 4% each. Shouldn't happen that way. Best bet, if you had an agent that actually operates on both sides, and I think there's very few that's out there that actually operates like that, that operates both sides, that knows, has connections over there, that can take you directly into the management over there, instead of having a liaison, then that would be an awesome, awesome, awesome deal. Is it feasible? Is it doable? Is it something that really and truly can happen for you? Yes. We're looking at all together different game. We're looking at a situation where, you know, if you're not going up to Canada, you may be able to get into some of the local leagues. You know, may be able to get into arena football league, you know, or something like that, whatever else they have out there. But there's still some options for you. And that transition is also something big for you. Again, going from college to the professional ranks, going from college to the professional ranks. Again, having an agent that, you know, has the ability to help you develop and look forward to your life after the ball stops bouncing, or after that last pass is thrown or pitched. Reason why? Because if that agent is able to do all that and then start working on your career after the game is over, and you're able to retain that agent and keep that agent on staff afterwards, that's a smart move for the agent. Even better move for you, because now you have some consistency. Now you have someone that you can really and truly rely on, that you have worked with over a number of years. It's a win-win situation. A win-win situation. Give us a call, 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. I'm not sure exactly, again, I say what happened to my guest. I don't know what happened to my guest. My guest must have wasn't able to connect and couldn't get through on the call, and that's not good. That is not good. That is not good. Well, folks, we talked about the different transitions going from middle school to high school, going from high school to college, going from college into the professional ranks. There's always, always, always other options that's out there. But if you want to pursue life in sports, understand utilizing the game to your advantage. Parents, helping your children understand to utilize the game to their advantage. Don't allow the game to use you. You use the game. From day one, up until the last time that you see the ball in the air, make sure you get the most out of it. It's not an optional thing, folks. It's a must. Not an optional thing. It's a must. It's a must. Well, folks, as I see, I wasn't able to get a guest in. I don't know if he was trying to call in. I couldn't see it here on the switchboard. I left him a message and out there on social media, on Facebook. I was hoping that he had a chance to check that message out. And if so, they were to respond to me. Hopefully we have been able to get him in that way. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I was really and truly looking forward to it. But I truly apologize to my audience for experiencing these technical difficulties. Happened to me last week, happened to me again this week. I'm not sure exactly. I think I need to upgrade my system so that I'm able to do everything I need to do without all these glitches taking effect and hindering the progress, or Parents for the Parents Network not able to give you our very best. Well, folks, since I haven't been able to get through and get my guest in, I'm just going to wind it down. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. We've been here on the Parents Code to Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio just trying to share some information with you. And hopefully it's some information that you really and truly can understand, you really and truly will get something out of, really and truly share with your children. Share with your children. Share with your children. Because if you can share it with your children, then I think they'll really and truly get the best out of your conversation. Or just let them listen to the show and see if they have any questions in reference to what's going on. We're going to start bringing in a lot more younger athletes. You know, one of my callers from last week asked that question, and I think it's a great idea. You know, start bringing in a lot of younger athletes and letting them share their experience with us and see if we can help them move forward and grow to do bigger and better things in life. Because it's just something that we have to do. This game is all about helping out our athletes, helping them grow, helping them move forward, helping them get the best out of, their situation. You know, it's not something that that we're trying to sit back and hold on to ourselves. We're trying to sit back and help our athletes get the most out of what they can do. So, again, on that note, I apologize for not being able to get my guests in here this evening. I'm really sad by that. I wish I had a chance to get him on because I know he has some great information to share with us. But I promise you, for all the issues I've had over the last couple shows, I promise you I will have this straightened out by the time we air our next show, which will be next Sunday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Yes, it will be Valentine's Day weekend. So if you got a special shout-out that you want to give a little hug, that you want to give you a little honey bunch, then by all means, I look forward to you sharing that information. This has been M.H. Scott here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. As always, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And on that note, we're going to shut it down here on Blog Talk Radio. So, folks, hopefully we'll be able to hear from you next week. Same time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Hey, enjoy yourself. Have a great evening.